Blog Talk Radio.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Ah, yeah, concentrate on you. When I used to come by and pick you up to take you out, we had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. That was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, and I say, that's my sweet baby, that's my sweet baby, baby, yeah. And you know what would always make me, sit down, and concentrate on.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. You know, I noticed that my loyal listeners are always up on the show at the very beginning. And they're, you know, they like that music. I mean, Concentrate on You is not a is a song that came out, you know, long time ago. And this was a song that, you know, we all loved, you know, growing up. This is a song that our parents played. And you know, we like this stuff. I like this stuff. That's why I have it as my startup music. Now, again, I'm getting ready to do something totally different here in some days or maybe another week or so. Look out for that, but that's coming. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Now, guys, you can follow the show through Facebook, and you can follow the show through Twitter. And you know, any way that you want, you can follow the show. You can listen on your cell phone. You can listen on your home phone. You can listen online on the show page. You can go into Facebook if you become friends of the show on Facebook, and you can click on the link in Facebook and listen to the show there. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to listen to the show, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Now, let's see. Right now, trying to get my weather here. Right now in the ATL, it's 92 degrees. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 94, no rain tomorrow, just hot, okay, 93 on Thursday, 92 on Friday and Saturday with chances of rain on both days. So, you know, it seems like we might have a pretty good weekend or whatever, and that's always a good thing. Today's word of the day is Zaduco. Zaduco, and this, I thought it was spelled Zadek, it was pronounced Zadeco, but when I look at the pronunciation, it's Zaduco, okay, it's Z-Y-D-E-C-O, Zaduco, and it's a noun, and the definition of Zaduco is popular music of southern Louisiana that combines tunes of French origin with elements of Caribbean music and the blues. All right? So that music, if you ever go to New Orleans and go to the French Quarter or whatever, Zaduco is the type of music that they play in Louisiana, in the French Quarter, Zaduco. So that's pretty good addition to your vocabulary. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, before I get into the show, now on Friday, I will not have a show on Friday. Well, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, but I believe a friend giving me some tickets to the Falcons' first preseason game on Friday, so I may be going there, but if I decide not to, then I'll be here with you guys on Friday. But just, again, just look out for my messages and my show notes, and you'll know. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, Are Interracial Relationships Better Than Traditional Relationships? And what I mean by traditional relationships is, you know, a traditional relationship is one I'm seeing between two Caucasian people, a male and a female, two African-American people, male or female, can be Asian people, male and female, you know, Latino, whatever, whatever the nationality is, whatever the race is. And they're two of the same kind. I'm calling those traditional relationships, okay? And interracial relationships is a relationship, and I know I'm speaking to the choir, but an interracial relationship is a relationship between two different races. You know, a lot of people think it's just, a black man or a black woman married to a white man or a white woman, but that's not it. I mean, a black man could be married to an Asian woman, a white man could be married to an Asian woman, or a white man could be married to a Latino, all this, okay? That's interracial, okay? And the reason I'm asking, and I'd like for you guys to call in and give me your comments on this. The reason I'm asking is because, you know, I've heard conversations saying that interracial relationships, and I have a friend who was involved in an interracial relationship, okay? And she says that the interracial relationship that she had was better than one that a traditional relationship that she had. Now, here's my question. They're not together anymore. So, I mean, how is that better? It didn't work out, right? But what she was saying is the companionship is better, I guess maybe the love is there. I mean, that could be in any relationship, right? Companionship, love, you know, intimacy, all that be in any relationship. And, but when you think about it, maybe the interracial relationship may be different, but I wouldn't say that it's better. I think that it may be different. I'm sure it's different because, you know, a lot of times if you're in an interracial relationship, and you're able to deal with the public, being out in public together, if you're able to deal with the looks that you get, the comments that you get, you know, all this type of stuff, if you have that thick skin to deal with that, then your relationship will probably flourish. It'll probably do good, right? But I don't want to say that it's better than a traditional relationship. Because there are traditional relationships out there that are just in full bloom, has everything that a relationship has, everything that a relationship needs. And there are interracial relationships that are in full bloom, that have everything that a relationship needs. So you know, I don't think that you can say that an interracial relationship is better than traditional relationships, because I don't believe that that's true. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me, please, and comment. Now, I'm not saying that I'm some type of expert on relationships or anything like that, because I'm not. But I do know something about relationships. Okay? I always tell you guys, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. So when you think about interracial relationships and traditional relationships, again, like I said, there are those relationships on both sides of the coins that are in full bloom, that are doing tremendously well. Okay? And then there are those on the traditional side and the interracial side that are doing horrible. You know, they're interracial relationships where people fight every night. They're traditional relationships where people fight every night. Now, this young lady that I talked to, she had an interracial relationship, and it probably went well for a while. But what happened? Okay, what happened? What tore it apart? What broke it up? That was something, because if the love and the companionship and the compassion and the intimacy, if all those things were there, I believe they'd still be together. Okay? But they're not. So the statement about interracial relationships being better than traditional relationships, I do not agree. 818-301-5834. And later on one day, I need to write this down. I want to do a show about relationships as far as things that you need to have a strong relationship with your partner. You know, you don't have to be married to them, you know, anything like that. You can be girlfriend, boyfriend, you could be, you know, fiance, you can be engaged, whatever. But I'm going to do a show one day talking about those things that are needed to have a strong relationship. And a lot of times people say, well, I love him so much, and you know, we just agree, and we just agree on everything, and we're so compatible and this and that. Well, you know, someone told me a long time ago that if you both agree on everything, somebody's not needed. Okay, so, you know, because I don't need a woman who's always agreeing with what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I do things. I don't want that. You know, you got to have that balance. You got to have that, you got to have that, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You got to be able to bump heads at times. You can't have a relationship where you guys are always agreeing on everything. You know? Let's not buy this TV, honey. I just don't think we need this TV right now. You're right. But she wanted the TV. You know? And you know, of course you don't get everything you want. But when you start to agree on everything, again, someone's not needed. And So when you talk about interracial relationships, again, you have to have that tough skin where you're able to go out in public, wherever you go outside of your confines of home. You have to be able to take the criticism that you may get. Take the criticism that you may get. Take the looks that you may get. And you got to have that tough skin, okay? And I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 290. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa, and I just wanted to say you stole my thunder because I was in agreement with you about the interracial relationships. The thing about the interracial relationship, especially, like you said, you have to have that strong skin, and maybe that's why the relationship did not work, because one or the other did not have or could not stand, you know, society. And it's funny how society does not accept that, but you'll accept if we're gay. You know, it's okay to be gay or whatever. We laugh at that. That's okay. But, you know, society still does not openly accept people dating or even getting married from different races. So that was the reason maybe for that person, you know, breaking up or whatever. But I do feel that other people from other races, they're more appreciative of the person that they're with than your own race. And I am in agreement with that. I have no problem with people dating whoever makes them happy. But like I said, again, society does not accept that openly. But I can marry a woman if I want to. I can, you know, whatever. That's okay. So maybe that's the reason. But like I said,
don't
you still have to
don't
have
marry
the...
a woman. Don't marry a woman.
I know. But anyway, like I say, you know, that was the reason, you know, maybe why a lot of relationships do not work because of that, you know. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say. And as I was waiting in queue, you had already stolen my thunder. But that's the main reason I think a lot of relationships, interracial relationships, do not work.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Because society will not. Yes.
I have a question for you. So why don't you, society is ready for interracial relationships? There have been interracial relationships for years and years and years. So why don't you think society agrees with interracial relationships?
Well, right now it's because racism is running rampant. I mean, it is really running rampant head over heels. And like I said, again, it's funny how we can accept gay and all the bisexual things, but racism is like still dominant, especially in the South. It's like, I hate to say it, but white is right. And, you know, you want your blacks to stay over here, and they cannot accept it and will not accept it. But yet and still, again, if I walk out with a woman, oh, that's so cute. They're cute. Oh, let's give them insurance. So I don't know. Right now, racism is still, people are still ignorant as far as racism. They don't look at the person. We're still stuck on color and status quo. So, and I don't know when and if we'll ever change. But, you know, it takes, like you said, it takes a thick skin, because it's amazing how you are treated when you go out with somebody of the other race. No matter what race it is, if you're not the same, and especially if you're like being cozy, you know, kissing or whatever in public, oh, people just have a fit. But unless you're gay, then, hey, it's not okay. I don't know.
So have you ever had an interracial relationship yourself?
Yes, I have. In fact, like I said, for me personally, it was the fact of trying to get over, you know, the stares, the whispers, the rolling of the eyes, and all these little personal daggers that they throw at you when you're with somebody, especially if you're holding hands or showing any kind of affection or that you're together. It's okay if you walk over here and I walk over here and we're just casually talking, that's okay. But if you show any kind of whatever, emotion or whatever, people will not, a lot of them, majority. Now, some people do accept it, don't even pay you no attention, but the majority, they do.
So how long were you in your relationship?
Off and on, about a year or two. It was, because I had to...
I didn't mean to cut you off, but who didn't have the tough skin? Was it him?
It was me.
It was you.
It was me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for your call, and continue to listen to the show.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
And so, that's interesting to me, because I didn't ask her if it was a white guy, Latino guy, Asian guy, or whatever she was dating. But it's interesting to me that she wasn't able to deal with the public opinion of their relationship. Now, to be frank with you, I don't know how they made it a year. But I guess a year really isn't that long, that much time. But to not to be able to go out with a person and, have your fun, do whatever, go to dinner, movie, or whatever, and to have the thinking that someone's saying something about you. What I'm saying about that is, I believe when you're in an interracial relationship, you're always thinking that, that person who you're with is not, of your race. I don't know if y'all following me here, but, I guess whenever they come over, you have that thinking that, this is a white guy that's coming over, or he's white, and then you're out, I don't know if this is true or not, but then you're out in public and you're thinking that he's white, and you go somewhere and you may go to a party at your friend's place, and you want to bring him along, and there's no other white people in the party, okay? But you brought your white boyfriend with you, okay? And then you may go to, he may bring you to a friend's house who's having a party, and you come to their house, and it's just white people there. And they're thinking that, hey, there's Jim. Jim's got his black girlfriend with him. And I don't know if that's how it works, but I can tell you this. When I've been at a party and an interracial couple came into the party, that's exactly what I thought. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on this subject. It's serious. It is very, very serious. And I know that there are people out there who really do love their partner, although they're of a different race, okay? You know, although their skin color and hair and all these things may be different, but inside, they really do love each other. And I believe that that type of relationship, interracial relationship, will last. Okay? And believe me, now, caller, I'm not saying that, you know, y'all, you know, weren't in love or whatever. I'm sure you were, you know, being together for a year. But you may not have been as deeply in love as you needed to be to keep that relationship going. I sound like Dr. Ruth. But what was the little lady named Dr. Ruth who did the, you know, I gotta tell you what's going on with this relationship here. Honey, you've got to do right with it. You've got to get in bed and you gotta do this. You gotta. But you know, but that's what I'm saying is that, you know, when you really love a person and it's deep love, nothing, absolutely nothing can break you apart. You may have those fights and stuff like that you know, you really start to feel like, man, why am I with this dude? You know, but because of the love that you have for each other, y'all can mend it. You figure it out, get it done, and the next day, it's all peachy keen again. Right? It's all peachy keen again. Hey, guys, I'm about out of time, but remember, if you or you know someone who's in a interracial relationship, they're going through a lot on a daily basis. And if you love your friend, then you have to encourage them to hang on to each other and live off of each other, feed off of each other's love feed off of each other's love. And if you do that, because you're going to be stronger in certain situations than he is. He's going to be stronger in certain situations than she is. But together, no one can break you apart. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll talk to you guys in about 20 minutes.
You know, from the moment she turned around, she knows how to back it up and drop it down. She knows she what all the fellas looking at, 'cause they know there's a song come on this rap. Yeah.
She know.
You got my attention, baby, gon' do what you do. A bitch should know this, now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talk. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake, come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I'ma watch all my children. Hit it so long that she might lose feeling. With her legs in the air, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves it.